This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome on to this edition of the Kona Edge. I am Brad Brown. It's good to be with you. Thank you so much for joining me today, and thank you for downloading and listening to this podcast. It is Tuesday as we record this, and we're going to be chatting some nutrition as we do every single Tuesday here on the podcast. And today we touch base with Julie Dunkel and find out about some of the things that she's done to improve her Ironman performance from a nutrition perspective. That's on today's show. And a massive thank you to the sponsor of this edition of the Kona Edge. It is brought to you by S Fuels Ultra Endurance Drink Mix. You may recall earlier this year, we were part of the global launch of their brand new products. And you may recall last year, we gave away a whole bunch of their S Fuels low carb bars. The response was phenomenal. And so far, the response to their low carb ultra endurance drink has been absolutely phenomenal as well. Finally, ultra endurance athletes have a choice, and that's to hydrate and fuel muscles without sugary drinks and gels, without sugar swings, without sugar gut issues, and without sugar inflammation. S-Fuel's ultra endurance drink mix comes in coconut lime, strawberry lemonade, and pomegranate acai flavors, and it fuels and supports the gut and muscles in ultra endurance training and racing. Got a message on our Facebook page from Karen Telford saying that she's ordered them and they taste fantastic. So, Karen, thank you very much for reaching out to S-Fuels. And the good news is you can too. S-Fuels are offering free shipping. Plus, it is totally risk-free, because if you're not convinced that the S-Fuels Ultra Endurance drink mix is for you once you've tried it out, they'll give you your money back. They've got a money-back guarantee. So you've got absolutely nothing to lose. All you have to do to try them out is head over to thekonaedge.com/S-Fuels. That's S-F-U-E-L-S, and you'll get all the details there. Alternatively, you can text the word S-Fuels to 44222, or simply click on the link in the podcast player below where you're listening to this right now. The URL once again is thekonaedge.com/S-Fuels. Today's Coach's Corner is brought to you by Coach Parry Triathlon Coaching. With a passion for high-performance sport, Lindsay Parry is one of South Africa's most widely recognized and respected coaches. Having led a team to the London and Rio Olympic Games, Lindsay has coached both triathletes and runners onto podiums of some of the world's most illustrious races. Lindsay has the unique ability to understand what it takes to succeed at any level and thrives on coaching, motivating, and inspiring others to do the same. To find out more about working with Coach Parry, head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. And don't forget, if you're a coach or if you have a coaching business and you'd like to get a plug on the podcast, head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. Time to chat some nutrition. Julie Dunkel joins us once again. Julie, welcome back onto the Kona Edge.
Thank you. Happy to be back.
Julie, this is something that you've really struggled with, and it's something you continue to struggle with and to figure out is your Ironman nutrition strategy. How far off a perfect sort of nutrition strategy are you percentage-wise? How long away have you still got to go to get it dialed in?
You know, I don't think I'm that far off. The predicament for me is I have my nutrition dialed in any race that's under 80 degrees. I have it dialed into the T for the most part of, you know, of the combination of hydration and calories. It's when I get into the heat and I lose 80 ounces of fluid an hour, 3,200 milligrams of sodium, and things just go sideways fast. I feel good in knowing I've got the piece down in my other training. I've got it down when I need to qualify. I've got it down in, you know, heck, I mean, I can train on, you know, a hamburger and a Coke if I wanted to, not that I would, but I have an iron stomach. And so, but when I get into a race, I do not. So I know there's a lot of nerves that affect that. But I've learned how to, you know, I know how to race with that, but it's the piece of the heat with the way that my body reacts that is still the target. And it's like, you know, things were great this year all the way through the bike, but clearly not great enough because I had a pretty serious issue on the run. So maybe I'm 100% away. I'm still not sure, but depends who you talk to.
Julie, how frustrating is that? You talk about the races, as long as it's below 80 degrees, you're sorted. But you don't get to put yourself in situations too often that are like Kona. It's difficult to simulate those conditions. So that must be pretty frustrating in itself.
Oh, it's so frustrating because I can't create the same stimulus. I'm going to race in Ironman Cozumel this year just because I think that's the closest I could probably get to Hawaii. And not race an Ironman, but just, you know, that's where I'm going to try to really test on whatever my new nutrition strategy is. But I'm, you know, I can put myself on a half in a hot and humid condition. And I don't have that condition in Ironman to recreate it. So it's very frustrating. And that's part of the mystique of Kona.
Yeah, I guess that's what keeps us coming back for more is not getting that perfect race. There's always something that can be fixed. Let's talk about your nutrition strategy as it stands. Not so much for Kona, because that hasn't gone according to plan, but the other races. Talk to me about what your sort of strategies and how you approach race day.
So I have dialed in that I basically function the best off of liquid calories. I've learned I do very well on very simple fuel. You know, I eat rice for breakfast. So I have a fairly good sized breakfast of 400 or 500 calories with basically just rice and a little bit of coconut oil and sometimes some, you know, seaweed on it for some amino acids. But something that's going to burn through me very, very quickly. And then I do all liquid nutrition, which is a combination of a little bit of CarboPro, Scratch Labs, and I make a concentrate, which works for me in all environments other than the heat, because I take in 125 calories every 30 minutes, and I drink probably 70 ounces of fluid an hour. So I have a concentrate. So I have a bottle that's marked with six lines on it. Every 30 minutes, I drink one line. It's 125 calories. And then I'm guzzling water to make sure the osmolality is okay. So I get 250 calories an hour and I get all the fluids, you know, that I need. I have my second bottle at Special Needs. And that's my bike nutrition. So that has historically worked very well in halves and fulls for me. And then on the run, I carry shot blocks and I take one a mile. And I just carry that package. It's kind of like it's very comforting to have that in my hand. And then, you know, I take the fluids as necessary. And then at mile 13, all bets are off and it's Coke and Red Bull and anything that I can get down my gut.
As far as your day-to-day sort of nutrition, what's the strategy with that? You said when you're training, you're pretty regimented and you are sort of hard and fast, but do you get to hang out on the dark side in the off season, or are you pretty much the same right throughout?
You know, once I hit the season, I try to eat, I go more about the approach of really clean food, whole foods, really knock out the processed food. I stay away from grains in general. I tried this a lot last year and I had great success. My body feels really, really well. So I've sort of eliminated all the grains and gluten and dairy out of my diet. And I've responded very, very well to that. So take some creative eating to get enough carbohydrates. But I think the biggest thing is just whole foods, clean foods, really limited on the sugars. And believe me, I love a good glass of wine, but, I dial it back pretty hard. You know, you'll find me most post race in the season for a day or two. I kind of go off the wagon. Or I go on the wagon, I guess. And you'll find me with a loaf of bread and a bottle of wine. And then 48 hours later, I keep it pretty clean. But October 15th on, then it's pretty scary.
I love it.
I clean it up in January.
I love it. Well, Julie, it's been great catching up. Thank you for your time here on the Kona Edge. Much appreciated. We look forward to following your progress and fingers crossed for maybe a podium 2018.
Thank you so much, Brad. It's been great chatting with you.
And that is it for this edition of the Cone Edge. Thank you very much to Julie Dunkel for joining us today. And I mentioned yesterday that I wasn't feeling the iTunes love. Well, I can tell you that Caroline Anna has come to my rescue. Caroline Anna, you are a rock star. Virtual fist bump for you. The 5-star review I got says, since I've started listening to this podcast, I've become hooked. Brad's so easy to listen to, very informative, and it's great to get lots of little tips from other triathletes. Highly recommended. Caroline Anna, you are a star. Thank you so much for taking the time to leave that review. It really does help us. It makes me extremely happy. It makes my day as well. But if you haven't left us one, please consider doing it. It literally only takes you a couple of minutes, and it is so easy to do, and it really bumps us up in the rankings. We've got some big goals with the Cone Edge this year. We want to try and hit 1 million downloads in 2018, and so far we're on track, but those iTunes reviews are what is going to push us over the edge. So if you haven't left one yet, please do. And if you listen to the podcast and you think of someone that you train with or someone that you know that's into the sport of triathlon and you think that the info could help them too, please forward it on. That's one way we grow as well, is through word of mouth. So if there is someone that you think who would love this podcast, please share an episode of the Kona Edge with them, and hopefully they'll enjoy it as much as you do. Before we get going, a massive thank you to our sponsor of this episode of the Kona Edge. It was brought to you by S-Fuel's Ultra Endurance Drink Mix in coconut lime, strawberry lemonade, and pomegranate acai flavors. S-Fuel's Ultra Endurance hydrates, fuels, and supports the gut and muscles in ultra endurance training and racing. To try it out, absolutely risk-free, free shipping plus a money-back guarantee, so you've got nothing to lose, head over to thekonaedge.com/S-Fuels or simply text the word S-Fuels, that's S-F-U-E-L-S, to 44222, and I'll send you all the details back. Alternatively, just click on the link in your podcast player below this podcast right now. That's thekonaedge.com/S-Fuels. Until tomorrow, from myself, Brad Brown, you have yourself a brilliant Tuesday. We'll chat again tomorrow. Cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.